Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, this is the 7th anniversary of the events of November the 11th, 2001. And we mark this day in history because of what happened. The United States was attacked by a group of terrorists. And they used our own airplanes to attack us and to kill a lot of people, and really to set the 21st century on a course that most of us couldn't have foreseen. And what I wanted to do right now, a few years ago, I wrote something called the Top 10 List of Things I Believe to Be True About the War on Terror. Now, one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this today and revive these thoughts today is because even though it's been 7 years, I wonder if maybe some people think that we're not still in a war on terror, and I think that we are, and so I've got these thoughts that I came up with. This is my top 10 list of things that I think that are still true about the war on terror. Number one, all people who are free or who want to be, regardless of where they live on planet Earth, are in a global war against radical Islamic terrorists. Now, I want to differentiate the radical Islamic terrorists from the peaceful members of the Muslim community, of which I have many friends. And so I think regardless of where you are, as long as Al Qaeda and their like around the world have their belief system, then everyone on the planet is going to be affected by them, either in a great way or a small way. The second of the top ten reasons why I believe to be true about the war on terror. The war on terror has no front lines, rear areas, demilitarized zones, or safe harbors. Wherever you are, you could be dining in a cafe in Paris, you could be in a bazaar in Indonesia, you could be on a plane flying over Omaha. Anywhere you are, and that's the other thing about terror, isn't it? Terror creates chaos, and it's not. You could be impacted by the event itself or by the aftermath of the event. So, but there are no zones, no front lines. It's everywhere. Number three, the war on terror is not about oil or Israel. The goal of the terrorists is global domination by radical Islam, which could take civilization back. If they have their way, it would take civilization back to the first millennium AD. That's exactly their attitude. And I'm going to talk about the irony of that in the next segment. I've got some thoughts on that in the next segment. Number four, the terrorists will never employ or respond to diplomacy or negotiations. They will kill and create chaos until they win or are killed. Number five, success in the war on terror will not come to the naive, the passive, or the squeamish. If you're any one of those things, you cannot be a leader, in my opinion, in any organization, any government organization. We can't have passive, squeamish, or naive people leading nations that have to fight this war on terror that is still going on. Number six, mistakes have been made dealing with terrorists by many governments and their leaders for many years. More mistakes will be made. Number seven, our enemies are the terrorists, not those who make mistakes, trying to fight them. When people do give, now when people are naive, squeamish, or passive, and they make mistakes doing that, then they're complicit in with the terrorists without realizing it. But when you're trying your best, when you're doing what you can to fight terrorists, and you make mistakes, that is to be expected. Number eight, by themselves, terrorists cannot defeat us. They can only create circumstances that diminish our resolve and cause us to defeat ourselves. There are not enough of them, ladies and gentlemen. There are not that many terrorists. There are not that many members that there are of the complete global Muslim community. Radical Islamists are a tiny fraction of that total group. Tiny fraction. There are not enough of them. They're not equipped well enough. All they have is a resolve that we must match. And we have to match it with resolve to fight them, not to be afraid of them, not to cower down in the face of what they can do to us. We have to not allow them to create so much chaos, which is one of the problems I have with all this. Every time some new thing happens in the global war on terror, some new, like the bottles that they found that were going to blow up those airplanes. Good for them. I'm glad they found them. But the terrorists won, because ever since then, you and I have been subjected to new constraints on our travel because of those little bottles. So in a way, if you think about it, every time you and I go through all the steps that we have to go through to be to fly on an airplane, all of that is because of terrorists. That's part of the chaos they've created. Every time you and I do that, we're giving in to them a little bit. There's nothing we can do about it except one day we have to say to ourselves, you know what? Enough. Give it your best shot, but if we find you, we will kill you. Number nine, today the future of the free world is at stake. Now, it's been a long time since the U.S. has been attacked, thanks to our government, thanks to a lot of other people, thanks to a lot of important people. But believe you me, the war on terror is still going on, and we could, and this is number 10, it is absolutely possible that we could lose the war on terror. We have to be strong. We can't be naive. We can't be passive. We can't forget about what happened. We have to remember these things, because the people who want to harm you and me and bomb us back, take us back to the first century AD, they never forget. They're not going to forget. 20 after, more to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. A little Shocking Blue bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. You know, in the previous segment, I gave you my top 10 things that I believe to be true about the war on terror. And I've got a little more uplifting, maybe a little more hopeful thoughts now that I'd like to talk to you about. After thousands of years of civilization, there are two things that we know about human beings. Number one, we still haven't fully mastered the concept of getting along with each other. Number two, the worst human behavior is more or less held in check by the prime principle of the value of life. And of course, folks, as you know, this is the 7th anniversary of 9/11, of the attacks of 2001, September 11, 2001. And so I want to talk about what you and I can do to help these things, to improve maybe the future, to fight this war on terror, to fight this intolerance. And this, I think these two things are really important to point out. We still don't quite know how to get along with each other. Evidence, Russia and Georgia recently, the Republic of Georgia. And then the second thing is that up to now, up to fairly recently, our worst characteristics have been held in check by maybe our best, which is the value of life. And the evidence of the latter, the value of life being more compelling than the former, our worst traits is our continued existence. Here's an example. During the last great conflict, the Cold War, human behavior manifested in perhaps the classic example of balance between the best and the worst of human traits. Our great intellect gave us the ability to produce weapons capable of virtual global human annihilation, and our lesser traits caused us to then arm and aim those weapons at each other. But after a half century of tension, ultimately, the parties chose life over using their weapons. But 7 years ago today, the belief that life having value could deter certain behavior turned into an illusion when civilization was attacked by an ironic form of barbarism. Without respect for any international convention or moral standard, 19 evil humans at once took the lives of almost 3,000 innocents and declared war on the civilized world. This barbarism was ironic because these followers of radical Islam employed to their murderous advantage one of the icons of the very society they claimed to hate, technology. Indeed, the same humans who would take 21st century civilization back to the Stone Age have adopted some of our most advanced technologies to coordinate and conduct their evil deeds, and then claim those crimes as they communicate their demented worldview. But just as technology is the ironic lever of those who place no value on it, it also can be one of the most effective levers of those of us who do. When individuals who seek to live in tolerance connect with each other through technologies like the internet, we do two very special things: communicate and conduct business. The carcinogens that give rise to the cancer of terrorism are ignorance and intolerance. But little by little, intolerance, born of ignorance, dies a quick death the moment an eBay seller in Kankakee, Illinois, connects with an eBay buyer in Kabul, Afghanistan. And when a small business owner in Bangor, Maine, shares a best practice with a business owner in Baghdad, Iraq, the ugliness of hatred can morph into the beautiful discovery of shared values. The 19th century French economist Frederick Bastiat said, "When goods cross borders, armies don't." You've heard me say that many times. I'm going to say it again. I love this term. When goods cross borders, armies don't. Next time you hear some politician fighting a free trade agreement, next time you get you think you don't like globalization, think about this. When goods cross borders, armies don't. Thanks to technology, never in the history of humanity have goods and values been able to cross so many borders so quickly and efficiently as they can today. In a post-9/11 world, there are no better human beings than small business owners to use the power of the lever of technology to strike at the core of terrorism. No better example, ladies and gentlemen, no better opportunity exists on planet Earth than for small business owners to do business, to trade, to communicate as we can, as I am right now. This broadcast is not only across North America over the ABC StarGuide 3 satellite coming down all over North America, it's also traversing the world over the internet, even as I speak. You can do the same thing. We can do the same thing. We can communicate with each other and share values and do business. Small business owners, here's my quest. Here's the quest I'm asking you to take up. Go forth into the world doing what you do best, valuing life, building relationships, doing business, and doing good. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. God bless America. God bless all of those who fight the war on terror with us. I'll be back. Stay with me. Oh, I won't be afraid just as long as you stand by me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.